Birds often seen on the Wildflower Trail. The habitat on the Wildflower Trail features many native plants, in addition to a variety of flowering plants which provide ready food sources for birds. Hummingbirds. Anna's hummingbirds are here year-round, tiny but dazzling. You'll see their emerald green backs in the sunlight, the male's red head and throat feathers flash brilliantly like a neon sign in the desert. You might see one shoot high into the air, then dive dramatically with a squeak at the bottom. Another gem is the Costa's hummingbird. The males shimmer with vibrant purple head and throat feathers that flare out like a tiny royal collar. These birds are constantly on the move, visiting up to 1,800 flowers a day just to keep up their energy. Look for hummingbirds where flowers are blooming on the Wildflower Trail and by the succulent gallery. They like tubular flowers best. Northern mockingbird. High in the treetops, you might hear a bird that seems to be everything at once. That's the northern mockingbird, famous for mimicking other birds, dogs, cats, frogs, and even man-made sounds like phone ringtones. A true desert performer, these gray birds with two white wing bars have white patches you'll see when they fly. Phainopepla. For a flash of elegance, look for the Phainopepla. The males are glossy black with striking red eyes, while females wear a softer gray. You'll often spot them perched high in trees, especially where there's fruit or desert mistletoe to snack on. We often find Phainopeplas on Quail Run and the Wildflower Trail. A bird's towhee. On the ground beneath dense shrubs, listen for a gentle chip-chip. That's the Abert's towhee, a bird found only in the Sonoran Desert. They move in pairs, scratching through the soil in search of insects and seeds. About the size of cardinals, they are grayish-brown on their back and have a black face with light-colored conical beaks.